And with her review for us, we welcome Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Real Life is by Brandon Taylor.
Yes, it is. It's a debut novel, and it's a campus novel, which is set over a weekend. It's the last weekend in summer, and it's in an unnamed Midwestern town, and it's hot, it's August, and there's a lake. And you almost can smell the dense algal stink of the lake and the crush of the people looking to cool off. And into this comes Wallace. He's a scientist. He's currently doing a PhD in biochemistry, and he's spent all summer in the lab working with nematodes. And he's just found out that it's all gone horribly wrong, that a lot of his research has been destroyed. And it's really uncertain if he can save any of it. And Wallace is also uncertain about joining his friends at the lake for Friday evening drinks. Wallace spends a lot of time resisting his friends or thinking about what he'd rather be doing when he's with his friends. The friendship never really delivers what he wants. And then added to that, his father recently died and he hasn't told any of his friends about that. So he's a scientist and he studies and he watches and his emotions are set to zero. But, you know, as the evening wears on, you know, we see Wallace setting his face to what he thinks are appropriate emotions. He's changing his posture around people. He keeps observing and he keeps studying and he keeps passing over what people have said in his head, but his thoughts are never, ever allowed to show. And consequently, inside is this simmering rage, which, when he finally allows it to let loose, erupts sort of as a powerful destructive force amongst his seemingly untouchable friends. So like his nematodes under the scope, a picture forms of his friends and of their invisible privilege. Many of them, their parents are specialists or successful professionals, and they know that they just know in their heart that they deserve to be at university. And conversely, they infer to Wallace, who is black and gay and from southern Alabama, that he isn't so deserving to be there, that he's allowed there through some sort of grace, even though he's a scholarship student and he's keeping up. So these small cuts and nicks all roll around over Wallace, and one by one his open-minded friends reveal, you know, they're well-intentioned, but they really are so inexperienced in their views of the world, and that they, you know, it takes its toll on Wallace, which is why he finds the friendship a struggle. It's really, really well done. And also he shows this in the lab as well. I thought this part of the book was a really thoughtful exploration of meritocracy. And anyone at a large academic institution will identify with the politics of it all.
Does it sound like it is fairly autobiographical?
It is. He has a science degree, and he also then went on to do a creative writing degree. And this is his debut novel, which this week made the shortlist for the Booker Prize.
Wow.
Which, I know, it was a pretty big wow. It's been the most diverse panel of judges this year, so and the most diverse sort of books. I'm really glad I spent time in his world. It gives you pause for thought.
Great stuff. So a big recommendation by the sounds of it. Thank you very much from Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books. She has read Real Life by Brandon Taylor, published by Daunt Books.